Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local historian Michael Zaz about Dublin, Iowa, ahead of St. Patrick's Day this week. St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and while we may be quite a ways away from Ireland, we have a Dublin nearby. Can you tell us about Dublin?
Well, Dublin is a town, or was a town, west of Washington. Started in the 1840s, originally was called Dutch Creek Center, and it moved around several different places in Dutch Creek Township, and then finally ended up kind of in the middle of the township, and changed its name to Dublin, and I really don't know why it became Dublin. I don't know that we had any Irish immigrants at that time. Most Irish immigrants that came to this country tended to settle in cities, and being a rural area, we didn't get many Irish immigrants. But the town of Dublin, it had a doctor, it had a newspaper, a couple general stores. Out in the country nearby was equivalent to a high school and a even trained teacher, so it was a normal school, and it had some of those things even before the town of Washington did. So at one time, it was a going place, and then it narrowed down to just the Dublin store, and that ran until the early 1960s by the Wolf brothers, and I think it closed about 1964.
And if you go to the Conger House in Washington, you can see some artifacts from the store in Dublin.
Yes, the Historical Society has the building there, but the building is not in good condition. It was badly damaged by a storm a few years ago, and it just is not really in salvageable condition, and so a lot of the things from the store have been moved to a special Dublin room at Conger House.
And do I understand that there used to be parades held?
I had a friend a number of years ago who was a reporter at the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and they asked me one time, what happens in Dublin on St. Patrick's Day? And I said, well, the same thing that happens in Dublin every other day, just almost nothing. And he said, well, if anything ever does, let me know. So there's a group of us, couples that have gotten together for a number of years, and Karen Murphy and I were putting together a get-together, and without telling people, we went out to Dublin and went upstairs and played some Irish music and did some jigs and sang some songs and just had some fun. And we decided, well, why don't we do something the next year for everybody? So we decided to start having parades in Dublin. And so that was around 1990, I think. I don't know exactly the year. So the next year we had a St. Patrick's Day parade, and we had one of everything. We had one person in a marching band. We had one politician. We had one old tractor, one old car. And it was just kind of a joke just for us. But people came. We couldn't believe it. People came. And Dublin is not a good town for a parade because there's no blocks. You can't go around anything. So we paraded down the road and turned around and came back so people got to see both sides of the parade, and it lasted about 8 minutes. And people were excited, and they said, what are you going to do next year? We hadn't really thought about it next year, but we started doing it, and it's, I think, the only event that I've ever been involved in that we had to stop doing it because it became too successful.
It's very interesting.
And over the years, we got hundreds of people coming. We had a parade on the ground. We had Grand Marshal. One year, the Christy Vilsack, the governor's wife, was our Grand Marshal. We had parades in the air with airplanes. It got so that there were so many people, and Dublin's on a county highway, and so it couldn't be closed down, and we were going to have to start getting liability insurance, and it was a great event, but we just couldn't maintain it financially because it wasn't a money-making event, but we were having to buy insurance and things. So we finally just decided we would stop having the parade, even though we enjoyed it very much, and a lot of people came from other states and everything to march in it. And so then for a few years, we had an Irish event at the Ainsworth Opera House and did some of the Irish music and things there, and it just got to be more than we expected, and so it lasted, I think, about 10 years or so.
That's been today's Washington Page with Michael Zaz, local historian, speaking about Dublin, Iowa, ahead of St. Patrick's Day this week. Listen to tomorrow's Washington Page for the rest of our conversation with Michael Zaz, speaking about the Brenton Films. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.